This is Focus on Community on 91.9 KRVM. Our guest today via the phone line is Brandy Collier, president of the Eugene Area Gleaners. Welcome.
Thank you.
What is your mission and how are you going about achieving it?
We're dedicated to connecting families to food resources. Our mission statement is to create sustainable and stable food pathways through cooperative community efforts, education, and events. And it's pretty broad, but what it means is that we are trying to connect people with food resources. You know, you give a person a fish, you feed them for a day, you teach them how to fish, you give them the fishing equipment, you feed them for a lifetime. So we're about feeding people for a lifetime, giving them the tools, the equipment, the access to food, the knowledge on how to store and prepare, and building a little community.
What exactly are gleaners?
So a gleaner traditionally is somebody who goes into a farm and they pick up leftover crops. They're first mentioned in the Bible, people gleaning fields to feed widows, orphans, things of that nature. We're going to farms and we're picking up after the farmer has already harvested their crop. It's just the leftovers, the things that were like on the outside of the picking range, the things that it's not commercially viable for them to harvest or waste their time with. We go out and we pick them and we get it back into the community. We do a lot of backyard harvesting though.
And I'm sure that a lot of that leftover is still very good food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And how have you adapted since the pandemic started?
Well, we are doing trial by fire just like everybody else. We've had a lot of our members come together to help make masks for the community. Dee, Alana, Ava, we have so many people who pitched in fabric. Catherine, gosh, too many to mention. And then the people that weren't able to sew were out there trading for supplies, elastic, fabric, donating t-shirts, sheets, anything that a mask could be made out of. And we got those out to the gleaners to make sure that people have masks to wear out on gleans. We're educating our glean leaders on how to glean effectively using social distancing. They still have to be able to communicate effectively, but maintain that 6-foot rule. We are, of course, still practicing good hygiene, hand washing, hand sanitization. Swallowtail and Three Cedars donated hand sanitizer to our organization so that we can help keep our gleaners' hands clean, and that we can also use that for when we're doing bread pickup, bread and grocery pickup from the stores that have donated to our group.
I understand that you are all volunteer-based. You do have a membership program. Why membership?
So membership is about liability and ownership. When donors donate to us, all of our members sign a release waiver saying that, you know, they're not going to sue if they get some bad fruit or anything like that. I mean, it's just a liability issue. But it's also the fact that we are completely volunteer run, and it is hard to run an organization with using zero overhead, not having any paid members or no opportunities for getting paid. When people sign the membership form, they agree to do one thing per month for the group. They're getting the food for free. They're getting the gleaning opportunities. They're getting access to the community. And all we're asking is for them to contribute once a month, more if they're able and have the spoons to. But, you know, we need it. It's the responsibility and accountability. And also it's the fact that it's not... I mean, it's the difference between receiving charity and being part of an organization. There's a bit of pride that comes with being a part of an organization, a part owner, and not just somebody receiving charity. Like, charities do amazing work. They help people out in a pinch, but if somebody is a volunteer and a part owner of an organization, they can put that on their resume, volunteer for a job and learn new job skills. I mean, it just feels better to get something that you worked for.
Yeah, you get a satisfaction out of it. And I was also wondering what it takes to become a volunteer.
We just have a basic membership form. Well, we don't turn anybody down. I firmly believe that everybody who wants to participate should be given the opportunity to. We have people who are doctors, lawyers. We have people who are unhoused that are in the group and taking part. Everybody has something to contribute. We have people that are wheelchair-bound, house-bound. They help out with online things. We don't have a brick-and-mortar location. So even if all a person can do is help answer questions in the Facebook group, help share group information, or help get the word out, I mean, that's huge. That's really helpful.
Yeah, and it really does take a community to keep it all going. And I was also curious about ways we can help in your efforts, whether it through volunteering or other means.
We all always need volunteers. I mean, top to bottom, we need volunteers. We need backups because, like everybody else in the group, I work full-time. I have kids. I have a home. We definitely need volunteer help. We need that more than donations, but of course donations are nice. We need equipment. We need scales for our Glean leaders to go out. We have Reedsport Pharmacy sold us gloves at cost, so things like that, business cards, stamps, envelopes, those are things that we need donations for. And, of course, gleaning opportunities. If somebody has an apple tree in their backyard that they don't feel like picking, or if they just want to set out a bucket or two of apples for us to come by and pick and distribute, you know, we can do that. And we can write a tax receipt for it. So it's a good deal all the way around.
And if someone wants to start gleaning with Eugene Area Gleaners, what are things that they need to have?
Gotten to a point where we have all of the equipment available in a library for checkout. So we have a central library. People can check out pickers, ladders. You need a will. Where there's a will, there's a way. Everything's done online, so they're going to need an internet-enabled device, a cell phone or laptop, desktop, tablet, because that's how they get clean information. We have an email list or a Facebook group, so there's two modalities with which they can receive the information. We give the address to a glean after they sign up for it, so we're protecting the owner's privacy and only the gleaners who are coming have that address. But you can ask for ride share. You can use that information to map your route using public transportation. We make this as easy as possible with what we have.
Where can we go for more information about Eugene Area Gleaners?
You can go to eugeneareagleaners.com. Our lovely webmaster, Rose, is always working on updating the website, making it better, more user-friendly. And you can check out some of our programs, the bread pickup. We're starting a chicken parent program for people who are interested in having chickens. We accept coop donations, chickens, things like that. We always need pots and seeds for people that want porch gardens. I mean, we have a bunch of different things going on.
And what do you hope we take away from our conversation today?
My hope is that people will see that if there's a need to step up, don't wait for somebody else to do it. Just get going, get started. And if you build it, they will come. There are so many amazing, talented individuals who have joined our group that keep it going day after day, and I have met some of the most incredible people, master gardeners, master canners. This is my particular passion, but if somebody sees a need for something in the community, I hope that they would just get going with it, organize it, and make it happen.
Well, thank you for speaking with us today. It really does take all of us, as I said, to keep it going and continue the food supply chain. Brandy Collier is the president of Eugene Area Gleaners. This has been Focus on Community on 91.9 KRVM.